The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Speaking of breaking news, we want to start right there with an accident involving the Dallas Police Mounted Patrol at the State Fair of Texas. One has been sent to the hospital. KRLD's LP Phillips has been following this story. He is live now with the latest. LP.
This happened around 3 o'clock this afternoon near Big Tex. DPD's mounted patrol was in the area when something startled the horse. Senior Corporal Melinda Gutierrez says the horse began bucking.
The officer tried to regain control of the horse, and in the process, a fair patron was injured.
Joe Ramirez was at the fair and saw what happened minutes later.
I went close for a closer look, and it was a guy that was clearly passed out, and then he woke up.
Dallas police say that victim was a juvenile. We have video of him being carted off on our website, KRLD.com. The officer was thrown from the horse. He is apparently okay, but being evaluated as a precaution, the horse ran off and went to its barn without further incident. Reporting live from the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 5:04. New information from Arlington police today about a guy officers shot after approaching him in the parking lot of an apartment complex. The police are telling us today that man died. Lieutenant Courtney White says officers went to the complex on East Lamar Boulevard to check out reports of a man looking into cars when they spotted him.
The officers shined their flashlights on him and announced themselves multiple times and asked what was going on. The male sat up. And at which point, officers noticed he had a handgun on his side.
Now, the officer shot him when he pulled out the gun. Police are not sure why the man was there, but they do know some of his relatives live in that complex. The department will conduct criminal and internal investigations.
Speaking of Arlington, a 2-year-old Arlington boy was struck and killed by a car in his apartment complex last night. People who live in the complex along North Central Street discovered the boy last night. They called 911, went to find the boy's family who'd been looking for him. Police tell us Ethan Rodriguez was transported to the hospital but didn't make it. Investigators believe the little boy got out of his apartment somehow and was wandering around the complex when the driver turned into the apartments, hitting him. Police found the driver who told them he did stop to see what he hit, but it was dark. He didn't see anything, so he simply kept driving. Police say they have not made any arrests, but say the investigation is still ongoing.
Well, a challenge to restrictions on ghost guns that started in Fort Worth has now been submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. Critics say the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms overstepped its authority in 2022 by issuing restrictions on gun kits. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar says the kits are instrumental in an explosion of ghost guns being used in crimes.
The kit is intended and designed to produce that functioning weapon in a very short amount of time by people who don't know anything about guns and can do it with relatively little skill.
Now, those who oppose the rule say that ATF has overstepped its authority. The case originated in Fort Worth.
Nobody was hurt, but dozens of people lose their home to fire in Fort Worth this afternoon. It broke out the apartments south of I-30 along Brentwood Stair Road at around 1. Quickly went to 2 alarms.
Firefighters say the fire actually grew when they initially got here, and they had to call for more resources. Crews even had to pull out of the building at one point and fight the fire from the outside until getting the blaze under control and going back in. They rescued 2 dogs from the bottom floor, and we spoke with the neighbor who says he owns those dogs. In addition to his home, his car was also burned, but he says today he's still feeling grateful.
My family's safe, my dogs are safe, that's all I care about in the moment that we're all alive.
Now, investigators say no injuries have been reported, and they are still working to figure out what caused this fire.
That's NBC5's Tahara Rachman reporting.
Well, DFW Airport will need someone else in charge soon.
The big airport CEO, Sean Donohue, announced today that he's retiring. He spent the last 40 years of his life in the world of aviation. He thanked both Dallas and Fort Worth's mayors and the DFW Board of Directors for letting him serve. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson credited Donohue for leaving DFW in a position where it can thrive for decades. Fort Worth's Mayor Matty Parker echoes that and says he leaves a lasting impact on the airport. From the 24-hour news center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The IndyCar Grand Prix of Arlington will wind up for 2.73 miles around AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Field. Jones and Penske spoke with Bloomberg's Julie Fine about the announcement.
You know, we look at our revenue in our motorsports and our Penske, it's about $400 million a year. And you think about it, we started out, you know, with a $250 sponsor. That's how we started out, to think about. So we've been able to take this and take it to where it is today, because obviously it's in my blood, but we've seen it as such a great tool to take care of these people that want to see sports. And you win, you lose more than you win, don't we, Jerry? Think about that. We don't win every race, and we don't win every day. But again, it keeps us motivated, and I think that's the great thing about sports. And the emotion around winning, you can't buy it.
You know, Roger, you talk about my experience on winning. Only about 2% of the time, in my mind, do you have a euphoric feeling around sports. Sports is work. That's go to work time. That's nothing, again, I mentioned natural. It's go to work. It's a lot of being dissatisfied. I was not happy in college. I wasn't happy because I thought I was going to be the greatest running back that's ever hit college football. Ended up being a lousy guard. Consequently, I was always wanting more. But when I was through, I looked back on it, and all those days that I got it shoved in the dirt, all those days that I had disappointment, all those days I had one or two euphoric moments at that particular time. And I know that inspired me to get to sit here today in this chair by Roger Penske and be a part of sport.
When you talk about being part of sports and all the changes that you've seen, I mean, are valuations going to go through the roof? Have they hit the ceiling in both of your sports?
Well, I would say it's going to continue to grow. In IndyCar right now, lots of interest. We're growing at a rate. We feel good about it. Our TV ratings were up. Obviously, the tracks have made more money this past year. So we're looking at the basics. We're not NFL. We're not trying to be Formula One. We think we've got the most sophisticated cars. We have this diversity from the standpoint of the tracks that we run on. And we need to stay in our lane, because there's a lot of people like racing. And I think we need to be sure that we're promoting our sport every day, and to be able to partner with someone like Jerry Jones and the teams down here, it's just amazing. It just accelerates us as we go forward for the quality of our what we're trying to produce.
That was Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and Roger Penske speaking with Bloomberg's Julie Fine.
Well, from football to basketball, the Dallas Mavericks looking for a new CEO.
Sid Marshall confirmed to the staff of the Dallas Mavericks today that she is retiring at the end of December, but she'll remain as a consultant to the team for another year. Marshall telling staff that she plans to focus on improving children's education and health, as well as foster care and adoption services nationwide. Marshall spent 36 years as an executive with AT&T before becoming the first black female CEO in NBA history, and in 2022 was named to Forbes' list of the world's 50 most powerful female business leaders. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news today, a new poll has shown that Kamala Harris has a narrow lead right now over Donald Trump nationwide. The New York Times and Siena College poll shows Harris leading Trump by 3 points head-to-head, 49% to 46%. She leads 47 to 44 when third-party candidates are introduced. The poll also showed Harris as the candidate more respondents believe represents change.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.